Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, noon hour straight ahead, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Back into some NBA playoff conversation 20 minutes from now. A couple good games last night. We got a Game 7 on Saturday between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Rockets and Warriors playing tonight. We mentioned it in the last segment, but mention it again. Greg Popovich is stepping down as the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Last year missed almost all the season. Yes. Just with some medical issues. He'll still be involved in the organization, but no longer going to be the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. It's a hell of a run, man.
Yeah, man.
That guy was the head coach there forever.
Yes, he was.
I mean, when did he take over? Like 95, 96, something like that? Because he was there when Tim Duncan got drafted.
Yeah, Duncan got there in 99, right?
I want to say 97.
Okay.
I think Duncan got drafted in 97.
Okay, so I think he might have been a couple years before that.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Who was the last Spurs coach before Greg Popovich? Could not even begin to guess.
I couldn't even tell you who the hell that was.
Del Harris? Did he spend some time there? I know he was with the Lakers at one point.
That sounds about right, though.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now I got to Google it.
Now you got to Google it because, I mean – when you think about just all the years, all the championships, the
Bob Hill. Bob Hill, 94 to 96. Pop takes over in 96.
Yes, gets Tim Duncan.
Gets Tim Duncan, and they're off and running. They win five. Jerry Tarkanian was the coach there for 1 year in 1992.
Really?
Wow. Oh,
that must have been after they kicked his
ass out of
Vegas.
Yeah, that was after he had to leave UNLV.
Yeah, they kicked his ass out of Vegas.
Larry Brown was the head coach of the Spurs for 4 years. He was the coach everywhere.
You know, one thing I hate is who would win things. Like, they had different teams and everything. Who would win? But the one I saw yesterday, I was like, oh, man, I would love to see. Fab Five versus the Running Rebels. Yes, I said, oh.
Because they were close to playing. Like, they were right in the same ballpark.
I did far apart, but yeah. I would have loved to have seen Fab Five.
Man, I gotta go Running Rebs. I got to go Running Rebs.
I'm going to go.
Because they actually won the championship, and they won it by 30 points.
They did. But then
Fab Five didn't win.
I know. They lost back-to-back. You know,
which is crazy.
C-Web timeout and all
C-Web
that.
Timeout, yeah.
But, man, I would – oh, man. Because they got two bigs that could battle with Larry.
Uh-huh.
But who was the other crazy-ass tall dude they had that was always screaming when he got the rebounds?
Who? For UNLV?
Rams. Yeah.
I mean – obviously, Stacey Ogman was on
Stacey
that team.
Stacey was there. I mean,
Greg Anthony's on that team.
I like Jalen over Greg Anthony, though.
Okay. I mean, size-wise.
Size-wise.
A couple both lefties, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been fun. That
would have been a nice
ass game. That's a great matchup.
That would have been a great matchup.
Who had more NCAA violations between the two of those teams?
UNLV.
Because basically neither one of those things happened.
Yes.
According to the history of the NCAA, neither one of those teams ever took place.
Yes. UNLV. I would definitely say you know.
Dude, Tarkanian was like
he didn't care.
He was like getting money from the mob.
This dude,
like, he was getting money from the literal Las Vegas mob.
Yes,
was helping fund that program.
No, who was the guy? I always forget the guy's name. Who they found in the crack house? They do had like they like one of his, the biggest recruits he had. They were like Tarkanian.
At least they found him.
They found him.
There were people involved that were found in trunks.
Yes,
because of gambling.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, that was.
think about it.
I wouldn't say good old days because I just said somebody got found in a trunk. But right. I'm just trying to imagine Jerry Tarkanian with that backing in the NIL era.
Ooh.
They'd be hanging banners in Las Vegas left and right.
Yeah, they would. Hell damn, yeah.
Tark was built for this era.
Tark was built for this
era. He was one of the guys, like, you always talked about, like, certain football coaches that would have just absolutely thrived in this era. I think Steve Spurrier would have been unbelievable in the NIL era. But, yeah, I think Jerry Tarkanian would have been pretty good, too. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour.
He would have UNLV on – he would have Las Vegas on lock.
It's weird that no one has been able to do it since.
Yeah.
Like,
it's Vegas.
It's still Vegas.
It's still Vegas.
And now you're allowed to take the money from them. Like, it seems like someone should be able to get it rolling there at UNLV again.
Dude, I didn't realize freaking Dan Mullen was the head coach out there. Mm-hmm. I was like, hold on. How the hell did Dan Mullen get that job?
Yeah. I saw a picture of Dan Mullen with like 14 or 15 other coaches. They do a Peach Bowl golf tournament mm-hmm. every single year. So I think it was earlier this week.
Right.
And it was kind of fun to look at the picture of the coaches and try to figure out, because you know some of them, like Kirby was there, you know who Kirby is, Brent Key was there, that was the easy one, and then it was like, hang on a second, is that Houston Nutt?
Yes.
with a knee brace on? Look at that, they got old Houston Nutt out there.
Hey man,
dusting off the sticks to play in the Peach Bowl Classic.
Wouldn't you think that would bother your knee if you had to golf with a knee brace on?
Well, the knee brace is so the knee gets bothered less.
Okay, gotcha.
You get a couple cocktails in you.
Yeah.
The warm Georgia weather. You'll be fine. They're riding golf carts.
Oh, that's right. There's no walking.
It'll be all right.
There's no walking involved.
I would like to play 18 holes with Houston Nutt.
I bet he got some great stories. I bet he has some great damn stories. Like, there's certain coaches that you want to sit down and just talk to.
Steve Spurrier was at that tournament. Yeah. I'd like to play 18 holes with Steve Spurrier. Kirby, I look 18 holes with Kirby. I think it'd be a little bit more serious, probably.
No, Kirby has a good time.
I think he has, certainly.
Has a good time.
But no, I don't think he's letting loose like Houston Nutt.
I'm just telling you, talking to coaches, when the NFL No Huddle, like, I'll tell you that my favorite coaches I would sit on, like, on the plane coming back from trips, Jason Garrett, because he was on them damn Dallas teams, and just the stories of them Dallas teams and that damn house, and then Norv. Dog, they are the funniest dudes when they're telling those stories about them, because they're like, and I always ask, why aren't talking involved? And it was more or less, I asked JG that. He was like, Michael wouldn't allow us. I'm pretty sure more guys wanted to join. Michael knew who we trust, and he knew who wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's how they kept it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be smart.
Yeah, like did Jimmy ever go over there and get him?
You never know.
You never know. That guy said it.
I also saw of the coaches that were in that picture, Dan Lanning was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was like a SEC, ACC, Southern. I know Dan Mullen, but at least he's got a track record here. And then there's Dan Mullen, keeping a foot in the door in the Southeast at all times. He's out there in Oregon putting together great recruiting classes every single year, but he's always down here doing work too.
Yeah, man.
Pissing me off. you know who wasn't in that picture? Jed Fish. Jed Fish wasn't in there.
They don't blank with Jed, man.
Nah, they don't mess with Jed.
They don't mess with Jed.
You got to win more than 6 games before you get invited to a golf outing like that.
Yeah, they don't mess
All right,
with
here's Jed. Zach Robinson. He is the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. Talking about his backup quarterback.
It's been fine. You know, we're obviously just getting back in the building. Kirk's been here a handful of days, and so you know, for us, it's just we're just going back to work, and for Kirk, obviously, he's in a role that he ended the season in as a backup, and would expect him to just like he did last year, just be there for Mike, be there for anybody on the offense. For me, when I'm up there installing, it's really not that much different. We had that same situation late in the season. Obviously, when we made the switch, everybody got on board with it then, and everybody's on board with it now. Obviously.
I gotta believe. That's a horrible feeling. Like, I've never sat in a locker room or in a meeting room with a guy who took my job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be an awkward situation, especially when you're used to being the guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're used to being the guy.
Not only that,
you
add layers to it of asked to not be here.
Yes.
Right? Tried to put stories out there in the media during the Super Bowl to not be here. Like, still actively behind the scenes trying to not be here.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's awkward.
Like, it's got to be awkward for everybody up there because, I mean, we know. I mean, Some dudes in that locker room know what it is. They know he tried, and ain't nobody blaming him or trying to, like, don't like him because of it. I understand. We understand the athletes. Everybody, the main thing you want to do is win, but as an athlete, you want to play. Especially when you're used to playing the way Kurt is. He wants to play.
Everybody gets that.
I can't be mad for it. I just don't like his approach to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's got to be an awkward thing. It's going to be even more awkward for Kurt when they, and he already experienced this the last three games, when the first team goes up and he's not in.
Uh-huh.
It's an adjustment.
Yep.
It is. So.
Yeah, it would suck. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Yeah. Like, you know, taking all of the other context out of it, and there's a lot of other context. Like that part of it, just sitting there being like, and now I get to watch this guy that took my job play with all these guys that I played with last year pretty well at times, too,
by the way. Do you think they still have their special handshake?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're fine. Like, I really do think a lot of, like, what you talk about as far as the locker room being a forgiving place and everyone sort of putting that stuff aside and just getting down to business. I think a lot of that stuff is probably okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, again, it gets less awkward when the Steelers do what they're going to do. Like, if Aaron Rodgers decides he's going to come back and play and there's not this lingering possibility that Kirk Cousins gets traded to the Steelers.
Right.
Because right now, it's still everyone probably at least a little bit is thinking, like, we're all faking it. Like, he's not going to be here.
Right.
He's here now because he has to be, and it's like the rules, kind of, or whatever. He wants his incentives. I don't know. Don't even know why. He doesn't have to be here.
You don't have to be here.
Doesn't even have to be here, but he's here. It's kind of weird. Like, at a certain point, he's either going to be or he's not.
Right.
You know? And it is annoying. I was thinking about this morning. Like, it's annoying how, like, the tangents of the NFL, the tentacles of the NFL, like Aaron Rodgers' little game is affecting us.
Yes.
It's pretty irritating.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is irritating when he's just doing it and it's affecting Green Bay or the Jets or something. He's still here, but now he's messing with us.
Yeah, because that's the thing about with Pittsburgh. It seems like Pittsburgh prefers Aaron over Kurt.
Without question.
Yeah.
And who would blame him?
Yeah.
He's better.
At this stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
He played better last year.
He was better.
And he played the whole year.
Yeah, that is true. All right. So we can move on.
He's not like he's that much better, but he's better. I don't know. There's no other stories on there. You want to hear Jaquise Smith talking about the differences between Walker and Pierce?
I sure do.
Okay.
I mean, just speaking again to Jalen's versatility, you know, he's been doing a lot of things where he's stacking, being a stack backer, being able to blitz and do coverage and do a lot of different, you know, Swiss Army things where you can move this guy around like a chess piece. Also, James has done it as well, too. But James, where he's going to make his living, what he's done predominantly in college is be on the edge. That's where he's mostly made his money. And then, you know, so you got two pieces that you'll be able to move around like a chess piece on our defense. And you combine it, man, you put it in a pot of gumbo, and, man, hopefully it tastes good.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the thing is everybody got to, you know, find that role and who's going to play the majority. Because this right now, it's a pass rush competition, meaning you're going to – everybody, the guys are going to play, but not everybody's going to play the same amount of time. So it's like, it's all about, like, you know, how productive can you be, and then, you know, how fast, especially for Pierce and Jalen, how fast can you get caught up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing with it is, this is Leonard Floyd's first time in his defense.
Yeah, that's an interesting part of it. Like, what are you really catching up with? You know, like Arnold Ebiketie is the only edge rusher who's in this group that's played for this team.
But how different is things? Because you got a new DC, mm-hmm. You know, and basically, you know, the philosophies are probably between Ra and Brick are probably still all the same and everything like that. But I mean, they're still first years with this team, this culture, all these different things. So you got to get caught up on all those things.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, the best part about it is because they're not going to be asked to do a lot right now. Go get James. Go get the quarterback. Jalen, line up right there. Go get the quarterback. We know what you've been doing. But eventually, especially with Jalen, you'll see that role expand a lot more.
Yeah,
but
it's just such a better situation where, like, it's been like, okay, whoever does the best job is going to get the most snaps over the last handful of years. There hasn't been any, like, clear-cut, like, obvious pass rush guys on this team. Arnold Ebiketie, I think, has elevated himself above the rest over the last couple of years. But, you know, now you got at least a couple first-rounders in the mix. You got Leonard Floyd, who's a successful veteran in the mix. You got Braylon Trice, who's coming off of an injury.
Two ham dogs on defense.
Who was a third-round pick last year. Like, again, who knows? Because none of these guys have ever played in the NFL before.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it translates quickly. But just at least on paper, you can talk yourself into it. It feels better than it has, right? Yes. Like, there's more talent in there than there has been.
Yeah.
You think.
You think. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. I mean, but if that group comes along with that guy who's with that left-hander that can slang that peel, got something.
Should be better.
Should be a lot better.
Should be a more fun fall. Yeah. All right, let's get to some NBA conversation coming up next. Two great games last night. A couple fun ones coming up this weekend as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from a little back page with Bo and then some Friday Sports Jeopardy. We will also reward you for listening to the show once again in just about 10 minutes.
Get on my level.
Give you a cue to call. We're going to give away another pair of tickets to the Good Vibes Only Tour with Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. So be listening very, very closely for that. We'll get to some NBA conversation in just a minute as well.
What does being banned for the foreseeable future mean?
Yeah, I don't know. You're talking about Tyrese Halliburton's dad, right?
Is that like just the rest of the playoffs?
It seems like they kind of came to that decision together, right? And it was like, all right, maybe it'd be the smart thing just for you to, you know, take the rest of the year off.
Right.
And then, I don't know, maybe that means lay low next year at the start too. I don't know what that means.
Is it just Pacers game at home? Because he goes to all the games.
Yeah. I would think that it would be everything.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it would be very funny if it was just Pacers games and then he pops up in, you know.
In Cleveland.
He's like sitting courtside. He's yelling at Donovan Mitchell. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a pretty easy one if I'm him and I'm them, right? Like, hey, don't do that. Like, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Bad look for everyone.
But not just for the, but I mean, you the captain. You the king. We represent your name, and you out there acting a damn fool.
Yeah, you know. So let's just take a break.
Yeah,
we'll just pump the brakes.
Take a break.
We'll take a breather, and we'll circle back.
But we'll get back to this in the fall.
Yeah, maybe next year. Yeah, we can try it again.
Yeah, we'll get back to the fall.
Yeah, so, God, just don't be the dad that has to be banned temporarily from the arena
or the ballpark or wherever, or something.
Okay,
like
it seems like by the time you get to the NBA, you'd kind of have worked that out of your system, but mm-hmm. I guess not.
Okay, well, I mean, but the NBA, it will go on. The Eastern Conference, they're pretty much set right now because of the fact that New York and that damn Jalen Brunson, man. I'm talking about. I didn't realize he had 40 damn points.
Yeah,
and can that work in a series against at Boston?
No. Now he'll score 40. Like he'll probably do that.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does. But like if that's their plan, just to isolate Jalen Brunson and be like, all right, and this is what we're going to initiate everything off of. I mean, they're going to lose in five games.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the only way that they make that series go long is if they find a way to really defend the perimeter on Boston, and Boston can't make threes. And Carl Anthony Towns shows up consistently. Like, but you can't count on that.
Not
obviously.
One bit.
I mean, there's no way that you can. Boston does have concerns though. Like, I mean, Jaylen Brown's dealing with a knee injury. He's certainly not healthy.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday's
hamstring
hurt. Like, hamstring. I mean, you know, hopefully he's going to be able to get back and be productive for them, but he's hurt. And I mean, Jason Tatum's playing as well as he ever has.
Yes.
Like, this is Jason Tatum at another level.
Yeah, he hurt his wrist in the second game against mm-hmm. Orlando, mm-hmm. but it don't matter.
As we
touched on yesterday about him, I think he's, like, this dude is, I mean, we can talk about the Olympics and everything like that. This dude is, him and Ant-Man, and I juggle between the two, best American-born players. I think Jason Tatum is the top four player in the world.
Yeah.
That's how good I think this dude is.
Yeah, right now.
Right now,
for
this,
sure.
This dude has no holes in his game,
for
bro.
Sure. And I think, you know, like when you talk about that, I think it's okay to kind of move certain guys in and out.
Yes.
Certain seasons.
Yes.
Like, I think Luka was without question a top three player in the NBA in the world last year. He's not right now.
No.
Yeah, he's banged up and, you know, he was injured most of the season right. And never really seemed like he fully got back to it. When he was with the Lakers, and I mean, they never figured out their dynamic entirely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think Jokic probably stays at number one, right? He's just the best guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like Ant-Man a lot. If I'm taking anybody in the league right now to start a team with, you'd be hard pressed to make an argument over anybody but him. If you're me,
I
love Jokic, but.
I mean, the video of him walking out of the is it Crypto Center or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
talking because the hotel from that talk about when the Lakers play, the hotel's right down the street, so you can walk over and everything. And him walking down the street down there in LA Live, just chilling,
just talking, telling anybody who wanted to hear anything, would tell it to him.
Yeah, just talking.
Somebody asked him what his favorite movie was.
Yes,
while he was walking.
Yes,
did you hear what he said?
Yes, Matilda.
Matilda.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, all
right. Great. Yeah. Sometimes you forget how young these guys are. Okay, sure. Nothing wrong with Matilda. I watched it when I was a kid.
I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Anyway, that's his favorite movie. I do like that the Clippers have their own building now because that building has a vibe.
Yes.
Like, they had a home court advantage last night over Denver. And, you know, obviously they've had good teams when them and the Lakers shared the Staples Center, but it was the Lakers arena.
Yes.
Like,
remember when they had to put up that poster?
You're right.
There with when I think JJ and them were playing. And remember they had to put with Chris Paul, they had to put like a banner.
To get rid of all the championship banners.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like, everything's purple and gold in there. Yeah. I know it's your home arena as well, but yeah, now they got their own place, and it felt real last night.
Yeah,
like, it really did feel like a home court vibe. They've got their own fan base. Like, this team's really fun, and they played great last night.
It looked like it hurt for Kawhi to run, man.
It's amazing to me that after everything that he's been through, because he really hasn't played like high level basketball for more than a month at a time,
right?
For like 5 years,
yes.
You know, like every once in a while he'll pop up. Remember, I think it was even last year. He popped up and had like a great three or four games to start the playoffs. And it was like, dang, if Kawhi plays like that, and then he got hurt. And he's healthy now.
Yep, he's playing as a – but this right here, this game seven, all about James Harden. All about James.
Yeah.
It's about James. In my opinion, like James, we've seen James have just disappearing acts.
Yeah, right, right.
And he played well last night.
He did.
They need him to have a game. This is the biggest thing for me about this game seven between the Clippers and the Nuggets. My guy, Russell Westbrook. Which team does he help the most?
Depends on the night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Depends on the night.
Which team is he going to help the most?
He helped the Clippers more last night.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the night. It depends on the quarter. Like, honestly, like some he had like a pretty good first half last night, and then in the fourth quarter he just started doing like really bad Russell Westbrook stuff, like missing layups and turning the ball over.
Damn fast. Like, and slow down.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But again, though, that also when it works is why, right? Because he's a ball of energy. The thing about Russell Westbrook is I think you kind of just have to factor that in, right?
Yes.
Like, Russell Westbrook isn't going to be, unless something egregious happens, which has happened a couple of times, but by and large, like, Russell Westbrook's not going to be the reason you win or lose a game.
Yeah.
You got Jokic. If if Murray plays the way that he played in the fourth quarter, he didn't play good really for the first three quarters last night, but played good in the fourth. But Michael Porter Jr. will disappear too.
Yes.
Like that's the thing about them is they have absolutely no depth.
No.
Like the Nuggets, I know the Knicks get knocked on a lot because the way Tibbs uses his rotations and all that, and with what the Lakers did in game four, only playing their starters the entire second half. Like, the Nuggets are a six-man team.
Yes.
Peyton Watson plays 10 minutes a game off the bench. But other than that, Russell Westbrook comes off the bench and they play their starting five, and that's it. That's tough, man. That's tough going into a game seven.
Yep. But I think which superstar do you trust most? Kawhi or Joker?
I trust them both most. Yeah, I don't know what I mean?
Kawhi,
I know that's
Kawhi
a cop out, but Kawhi I trust them both
big,
most.
Kawhi's a big game player, yeah, man.
I can't pick between those two.
Okay,
guys.
Then you go to the second best on the mm-hmm, team. Mm-hmm. Who you trust more? Murray yeah. or Harden?
Obviously Murray.
Yeah.
You obviously trust Murray more.
Yeah.
But what I like about the Clippers, and we talked about it before the playoffs started, is you're right. You need James Harden to be productive, like not bad James in these games in order for you to win. He scored 28 last night, mm-hmm. which is awesome. I don't think you need him to score 28.
No.
He did do that, which is amazing.
Powell come up big.
That's the one
Powell,
for me. That's
yeah,
the
Powell
one for
comes
me.
Up big.
At home, he does.
Yes.
That's the thing for me. Norman Powell has been phenomenal in Los Angeles in this series. He's been terrible in Denver. And if he plays like that in Denver, they're going to lose this game. They got blown out in game five. Like, they're going to lose this game, and it's not going to be a good game. Like, Norman Powell has to play like that. Nick Batum had a really good game off the bench last night for the Clippers. Bogey made a 1-3, but he made like a couple shots in the second half in that game. Like, I think Kawhi is going to be Kawhi, and Jokic is going to be Jokic. You have to get some help from some of those other guys if James Harden's going to have like game seven James Harden stuff.
He can't have game seven, Andy. They can't win, Bonk, if he does that. There's no way. Unless Kawhi goes like 56
yeah.
or something like that. They got to figure out a way to get James going. James has got to figure out a way to get going.
I think like James can be a facilitator and a part of it. I just don't like whenever it was the Rockets and then kind of James flaming out, it was because James was so ball dominant and mm-hmm. he had to be the guy. Like, again, like they just need to identify it early. Like right. if James is having one of those game sevens,
yeah.
just, okay, all right, all James right. is like that tonight. We're gonna work over here, you're gonna set the offense and kind of get the ball out of your hands. You can't have a bad James night and he shoots the ball 22 times. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. He went 10 of 20 last night. That's great.
That's great. But he can't go 4 for 20.
He can't. Yeah. Otherwise, you will lose.
Yes.
He could go 4 for 9.
Right.
And they could still win. I think there's enough firepower and depth around him that James doesn't have to be great in order for them to win. They just can't allow him to be terrible. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Because
exactly
he can be terrible.
He can be so bad.
And he's lost his team's game sevens many times in his career. I think the Clippers have to be honest about who they are and be like, we have enough other guys to where if James doesn't have it tonight, all right, a little bit more Kawhi, like a little bit more Norman Powell. All right, Derek Jones made some big shots in the fourth quarter last night. I just think they have the depth to be able to make up for it. James won't know himself. Because James will be like, I'm going to just keep shooting.
Yep.
You can't let him just keep shooting.
Did I see that right on TV? Said the NFL schedule release is coming up soon?
Yeah.
May 14th?
Yeah.
Damn.
Remember they did a whole thing
that's
at the
right.
draft?
Yes, that's right.
They did like a whole draft pick, which was
oh my God.
The schedule release is May 14th.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you got to keep milking
yeah,
it, man.
On this, all these, oh,
the draft hype is dying down.
What about
– nobody prank called
about,
anybody
about,
in a couple days. We got to get a schedule
what
release.
What about Shador, man? This dude got the number one selling jersey and don't got a number yet?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
It says Browns with zeros on it?
I just love that people are, you know, Browns fans and others are like, yeah, let's support this guy. Let's support this guy and buy his jersey. I like that. All right, let's come back. We'll get to a back page with Bo as well as the Sports Jeopardy. Happy Hour Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey,
you're going to have to find somebody else to do that job. It ain't going to be me. We got a tweet from Zach Klein that we'll get to in about 20 minutes or so, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as, in case you forgot, and I doubt you did, you probably are still thinking about it, the Hawks are still searching. You know,
yeah.
They're still searching for that team president.
Yeah.
So they haven't found one yet, and I know we told them Bob Myers.
I keep saying.
And then, like, that weekend, there was a tweet from, I think, I don't remember, it might have been Mark Stein, it might have been someone else, that was that he was on the Hawks shortlist. But now the net is being cast a bit wider than that, and there is a name associated with the search that you will recognize, that you have certainly heard, a familiar name. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in about 20 minutes. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute as well. Sports Jeopardy coming up. And I did. We're also going to reward you for listening. I know I told you 10 minutes. It'll be 10 minutes from now.
That's good. Real quick, we were talking about NFL draft, which is over. A couple dogs already got their rookie deal signed. See, Warren Brinson signed a 4-year deal with the Packers, and also Smile Mundon has signed his 4-year deal with the Eagles on a fifth rounder. So
great.
Good for them.
Great.
Man, wait like us to damn July. Right around, just ain't got no money. Broke as hell, but I'm in the NFL.
Yeah. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, I'm in the NFL.
Why, I'm not negotiating.
I'm broke as hell. I done spent all that borrowed money.
Plus, now it's all slotted, you know? I mean, you can negotiate fourth year guarantee, whatever incentive kind of stuff, but like, nah, just come on.
Let me just go get
sign on the paper so I can get that signing bonus and I can start.
You should have seen me itching like a crackhead, like a. I know I'm in the NFL. When am I going to get some NFL money?
Yeah, I'm in the NFL. Yeah, I'm not in college. Like, I'm training to play.
Yes.
I got to move to Miami.
Yes.
It's pretty expensive down there. All my buddies that I play with now on the team, they're in the NFL, so they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to do stuff, too.
Yeah, hey, Terry, can I get another just another advance? Please. But you need Randy. I don't know. How long does it take to sign an NFL contract?
Yeah, we have to wait till training camp?
That was damn May. It's like, I got to go to win? July training camp. Well, you know, training camp don't start until July 20th. So I'm going to be broke all of June. Broke all of June and July? Goodness gracious.
The countdown to not being broke.
Oh, my God. I've been NFL, but I'm broke.
Did you have a calendar with, like, your X and out days?
I didn't do that, but
like,
I was
this
like,
will be the day.
But I was like, damn, I'm broke as hell, man. I can't do nothing. I can't go party or nothing. Just broke as hell in Miami. What a what a fancy Escalade.
A really nice Escalade.
What an Escalade. Put,
said Watt Dog on the license plate.
Hey, put 20 on Pump 8. Because I can't feel it.
Oh, it's never good.
Hell no. I need $20 to get me the whole week.
Never good when you're digging in the ashtray for extra change.
Hell yeah.
In the most expensive car in the county.
Car fancy as hell. I ain't got no money.
That's great. All right, let's get to the back page here. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Can we speak for a minute on human decency, which does come up every now and again on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, because we're all good human beings on this show.
We do our best. We try to be.
Common courtesy. So we were supposed to play a softball game last night. And if you've got a game on a schedule, you know, both teams get these schedules, but these parks are run by general managers and, you know, people in charge. Information is passed on. You have it beforehand.
Right. You knew that there was a game last night at a certain time, and you knew it with plenty of advance.
We knew because we were there.
Right.
The school
the
park that was supposed – three different teams for three different games, all from the same park, all no-showed us last night.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Two 10U teams and an 8U team just straight up didn't show up for our games last night. And there were teams from the same park that were there.
How does that happen?
I have no idea.
You haven't gotten an answer?
Maybe somebody listening, and if you are, you know who you are. And I'm not going to mention the park on the air because that's kind of, you know, never know what happened.
Right, sure.
Seems like a pretty big communication breakdown for three different teams with three different sets of coaches.
Well, it also just seems like
straight up pull a no-show.
It's 2025. Like, everyone has cell phones.
Yes.
At the very least,
you get somebody to call
when it's about to be game time, I would have thought that you would, as the coach, have someone to call and be like, hey, the team's not here. I don't know. I'd probably too late
so
for you to get them on down here, but at least you could tell me why.
There is a reason why I couldn't do that, because I could have found numbers to the parks. And
yeah.
It wouldn't even take 6 degrees of separation for me to get one of their numbers or for them to find mine throughout the coaches and, you know. So what I did get to do before our game is supposed to play, so Coach Sammy and General Manager Jessica are both out of town this weekend, but both their kids are in town. One of them plays for me. One of them is in 6U. She's in T-ball. So Sammy coaches that team too. So I got to fill in for Sammy last night coaching the T-ball team, 6U, which I have not done in 5 years last night. Let me tell you how much fun this was. It just was. Just see these little 6-year-olds running around a softball park.
Yeah.
You know? I got a little tender on a hamstring last night because I was pitching. I know, as funny as it sounds,
it's not. You're 48, well, man. It's going
to
happen.
These girls are six, yeah. So their strike zones are real low to the ground. And to throw something flat in there, you got to get it loaded. So I'm almost in like a three-quarter split when I'm down there because I want to get it in there for
sure,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so got a little tender on the hammy.
Look, man,
but
it's all right. It's no big deal.
Fun, though, man. You got stretch. To go trace back to my roots first for one game.
That sucks that happened, though.
Yeah. It really does.
I mean, I'm sure it is a hard job for whoever the person is that plans everything out at all those parks to make the schedules work. But, yeah, that's weird. That's weird that there would be no communication whatsoever in a day and age where communicating is so easy.
You would think. And to have other teams there from the same park was just kind of strange.
Do you get the automatic win?
We did.
Okay. Yeah, that's the most important.
That brings our record to 10-2 on the season. Our last game is tomorrow at Collins Hill at 3:15 for anybody that wants to come out. But then we have a tournament next week. Then we have three all-star tournaments. This all-star team that we're going to throw down from Norcross, Pickneyville Park, 10U this year. Oh, we're going to win some stuff.
There we go.
We're going to have a good team.
He's in the passion of that.
As long as the other team shows up.
Have y'all seen the video of the guy at PNC Park falling over the railing?
Yeah. Man, what the hell?
So, I saw it, yeah.
Still in intensive care, so prayers up for the guy. We find out who this guy is. He's a 20-year-old local football player, ex-college football player from the Toronto area named Kevin Markwood. Have y'all seen the video?
I saw it.
But, like, what's he doing?
Very weird-looking video. It looked like he just kind of flopped
like
over the rail.
Like he jumped. He stood up really quick, right? And then maybe he was leaning forward and he slipped.
I thought it was a home run ball or something he was reaching out for.
Yeah. No, it was really weird.
Yeah. There is a play going on, all right? And there was runners circling around the bases. It looks like he just stands up and just does a flop, just a flop without his hands up or anything.
Yeah.
And does a tumble.
Because it wasn't like he was reaching for a home run. Certainly nobody pushed him or anything.
Like he was like a rag doll or something.
Yeah, it was really, it's a very strange video. Yeah.
Super strange. While you're on the internet checking out videos, I don't know if you're going to need to remember this name or not. Maybe Mo from Columbus has seen this guy play. Player last night for the AA Clingstones, or who are the Mississippi Braves, you know, they moved to Columbus. They're the Columbus Clingstones now. Atlanta Braves system, but not ranked nationally as an up-and-coming prospect, so he's unranked. Goes yickety three times last night, provides eight runs for the Columbus Kingstones. Solo shot in the first, three-run shot in a second at-bat, grand slam in his fourth for a total of eight RBIs. Ethan Werkinger, outfielder.
Right. Ethan what?
Werkinger.
Werkinger, okay.
I don't know if we need to keep an eye out for this guy. Keep an ear open. He's in Double A right now. Or
he was doing Werkinger last night.
Yeah, it is Double A.
Werkinger.
Work.
I like that.
Thank
Three
you.
Bombs.
That's
he
pretty
was
good.
Doing Werkinger.
He was doing some Werkinger last night. Yeah. All right. You want to do Sports Jeopardy?
Sure.
Okay. We'll do Sports Jeopardy.
Oh, man. Xavier Leggett is going to his first Kentucky Derby this weekend. That should be very entertaining.
That'll be awesome.
That should be very entertaining.
Get him on NBC.
That sounds great. Oh, my God.
Andy.
Randy. Yes, no. Please go get him on NBC.
I would bet that – I wonder where he's going to be. I bet he's down in – I don't even know what you call it.
Well, because he's a big horse guy.
He's a big horse guy. He's going to be down there, like, checking out the horses. I wonder how close he is to having a horse in the Derby.
I hope close.
What would you name it? Mumbles?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
He's going to have a good name for it, though.
All right, fellas. Which Heisman Trophy winner was a first-round draft pick, but not in the
Randy.
NFL?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Charlie Ward.
Now he just got a job.
Yeah, at FAMU. FAMU basketball.
That's awesome.
Yeah, FAMU basketball.
That's awesome.
Randy Michael's on the board. Score is 1-0.
He probably had a job already, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He got a coaching job.
FAMU basketball.
Before the draft location was open to a bidding process, what New York City location hosted Andy Bunker?
Radio City Music Hall?
Yes.
That is correct. From 2006 to 2014. 15 Heisman Trophy winners were not drafted. Who was the most recent?
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, God. Was it Jason White?
That is correct.
Yeah. Nice. Because it had to be a while ago.
Yeah.
Because now whoever wins the Heisman's a quarterback.
Yeah, because he's out of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Which still active SEC defensive end was drafted?
I guess he was a quarterback, too.
First overall in the 2014 NFL draft by the Texans.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Oh, God, I didn't hear the whole question.
I know, sorry. I was talking. What was it again? Say it again.
I'll start over. Neither one of y'all chimed in during the question, so I can read it. Which still active SEC defensive end was drafted first overall in the 2014 NFL draft by the Texans?
Still active. From the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive end. Randy.
Randy Michael.
Javon, Jadeveon Clowney.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Randy up 3-1. The number one overall pick in 1991, this defensive tackle was part of the three Cowboys title teams.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
Russell Maryland.
Also correct.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Randy slaying the remaining draft
questions. This is one of those, days, it feels like. We're doing Russell Maryland answers.
We are done with the draft questions.
Thank God.
That wraps those up. Who holds the Falcons franchise record for longest kickoff return?
Randy
Michael.
It's either Devin Hester or White Shoes. I'm going to go White Shoes.
That is incorrect.
Longest kickoff return for a touchdown?
That is correct.
Was it Cordarrelle Patterson?
Oh.
Was it Hester?
Eric Weems.
Oh.
102 okay. In 2010.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
I guess Patterson just set the all-time record for him when he did it, but it wasn't
yardage.
The longest. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Atlanta has had the misfortune of losing two NHL franchises. To what cities did they relocate, Randy Michael?
Oh, I know one of them is Winnipeg because I was up there. The Blue Bombers.
They're doing good in the playoffs.
Oh, they didn't take the Jets back?
Huh?
Well, they call them the Jets. The Blue Bombers is the football team.
The Argonauts.
Yeah.
No, not the Argonauts. The Blue Bombers is the Winnipeg, the football team. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg and I have no clue what the second one is.
Andy?
New Jersey?
Incorrect. I think they still have the same name, but the Flames. Weren't that the
Flames? Calgary.
Calgary.
Oh, did not know that.
Oh, dang it.
All right, we have 1 minute left. The score is 4-1. Randy and Michael. The New England Patriots have lost 5 Super Bowls, tied for the most in NFL history with what other franchise?
Randy.
Randy and Michael.
No, they only lost 4.
Oh.
Yeah, they only lost 4. The Broncos.
That's correct.
That was going to be my guess. Dang it.
That's going to make it a 5-1, and we're almost out of time.
That's a skunk.
So. Winner's going to be Randy and Michael.
Yeah!
It was an embarrassing performance today.
Be back crooked on Mondays.
It was an embarrassing performance.
Oh, Sundays or Fridays.
Ooh.
Shake
it up. We'll come back and talk about that that report from Zach Klein about the Hawks team president search. We'll also get ready for the Dodgers and Braves series coming up this weekend as well with some numbers regarding the matchup. So don't go anywhere. Happy Hour Friday, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.